This is poem 37 from Jim Harrison's After Ikkyu. "Beware, O wanderer, the road is walking too," said Rilke one day to no one in particular, as good poets everywhere address the six directions. "If you can't bow, you're dead meat. You'll break like uncooked spaghetti. Listen to the gods. They're shouting in your ear every second." "Beware, O wanderer, the road is walking too," said Rilke one day to no one in particular, as good poets everywhere address the six directions. "If you can't bow, you're dead meat. You'll break like uncooked spaghetti. Listen to the gods. They're shouting in your ear every second." Thank you for coming along with me on this little detour from Thomas Merton for a short while. No doubt we will come back to him at some point in time, as his words are just as miraculous as Jim Harrison's. This poem, this piece, is reminding me today to approach what it is that I'm trying to do with great humility and perhaps even greater flexibility and silence. All of those things together. Maybe none of them is greater than the other. Maybe they're all the same. Humility, flexibility, silence. I'm not sure, but I think that's what this poem is trying to say to me today. Also, if you're not aware of the six directions, hit me up. I can talk to you a little bit about that offline while still technically online. All right. If you're a pluviophile like me and you're in the GTA, I hope this rain and wind and cloud brings you all the soothing and comfort and joy that it's bringing me. Every rainy day feels like a Christmas in my heart. And you don't need to put on your SPF today. I think the UV index is staying quite low, but you still need to drink your water even though it's raining. So yes, thank you for listening. Please take good care of your bodies, your hearts, your souls, your brains, your everything. You are everything. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all so very much. Take good care and see you later.